The Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Mem Gimel. I'm an Aleph. By Rava, Azava Shnek Rameme Reglea. Azava whose urine is moving in her body, but they haven't left the body. For Yard of a Tavla, and she went to the mikveh, and then the urine came out of her body. Mahu, will that be a problem? And the Gemara explains what is the question. Imtim Tzaloimer, Bas Akira Zlina, do we say, just like the Gemara said before regarding Shechva Zera, from the point that they leave, they start leaving where they originally were, by the Shechva Zera, Hani Mili Shechva Zera, Delei Motza Nokadlei. Maybe by Shechva Zera, once it's about to leave the body, nothing can prevent it from going out. Ava Meme Regla, the Motzi Lokadla. When it comes to urine, a person could control himself to prevent it from coming out. Loi Holchim, Loi. We won't look at the time when they were starting to move out of the body. Rather, we look at when they actually left the body. And when they left the body, she was ready to hire. We don't differentiate between Shechazera and Meiraglayim. And once they're in on the move, that once they're about to leave the body, then the part of the Zava, and as we know that the Meiraglayim of a Zava are Tomei, it's one of the Mayonois Hazov. And therefore, the Gemara remains with a take on this question. So here we see that the Gemara discusses how do we look at Meiraglayim that are in a woman's body, or when the urge is there already, or even if the urge is not there, are they? What is their halachic status? So it's interesting to point out that the Ravon paskins that before a woman goes to the mikveh, she should be careful to use the bathroom to urinate first, because of the Gemara that we just said, that if not, they may create a problem. Dar Zerua takes exception, because Dar Zerua says that our Gemara is only speaking regarding Taharis, because as we often discuss in learning this Masechta, and mentioned it a moment ago, the Mayonas Hazov Atame. And one of the Mayonas Hazov are the Meiraglayim. So that's a halacha in Hilchas Taharis. In Hilchas Taharis, we need to be concerned about Mayonas Hazov. And our Gemara is considering that it's already considered a Mayon Hazov that's Tomei Mizman Shenekru. But that is not halacha that applies to Hilchas Tefillah. That is the opinion of the Ravan. But it's clear that that's not the opinion of, that's the opinion of the Azarua. But it's clear that that's not the opinion of the Ravan. And it's frankly not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tefillah, Yoredei Yisim Kuf Tzadiches, the Ramah teaches us, Yesh Oymer She'isha Tzricha Lahatul Mayim Koyim Tefillah, and Mitzricha Lakach. That a woman should, if she has to urinate, should be do so before she goes to the mikveh. And moreover, says the Ramah, Gam tzricha livdekatzah begdoilim begtanim, she should go to the bathroom to determine if she needs to use the bathroom in any way. Shloite tzricha latzer atzma, in order that she shouldn't have to be, she should not be in a situation where she's holding herself back. And if she's holding herself back and the urine or the other waste in her body have already gathered, the lo yiroi lo bias mayim. So the Ramah, first of all, the way to understand the Ramah is that the Ramah is saying that certainly if she already needs to urinate, she should be careful to do so before she goes to the mikveh. But even if she doesn't need to urinate, she should try to make sure to go before or check herself before, because she can't know for sure what's going to be while she's in the mikveh. And while she's in the mikveh, maybe this urge will come and maybe this will develop and then it'll be ready too late. The Shach already tells us that this halacha is only l'chatchila, but b'di'evid, not only if she did not go to the bathroom before she went to the mikveh, even if she needed to, is the tefillah okay? Not only if she didn't check herself, is the tefillah okay? But even if she needed to use the bathroom and did not use the bathroom, still the tefillah will be an acceptable tefillah. So there's a very fundamental machloikas achroinim, how to understand this din of the Ramah. Because what is the question that automatically comes up when we learn this Ramah? The issue is that where the urine or the waste are in the body, that's the Beis Hastarim. And we've learned that Tumas Beis Hastarim in our sugya, that Tumas Beis Hastarim is not Tomei. So why is there a concern if there's an accumulation of waste of urine in the body? It's anyway in a Beis Hastarim. And because of this question, the Rabbi Kivega seems to learn that the concern of the Ramah is a different concern. The concern is that if the person has to use the bathroom and is holding themselves back from using the bathroom, they're going to tighten areas which are normally open. And therefore, that's the concern that the Shulchan Aruch is discussing. About what's inside the body, we're not concerned. However, there are achroinim, the chavastas, of the opinion that even though Tumas Beis Hastarim is not a concern, still it has to be roi l'mayim. It has to be a place where the water of the mikveh can penetrate. But if there's meraglayim or waste that are chatzitza from the water of the mikveh being able to penetrate, that is considered a chatzitza. Darach HaShulchan says that we're concerned how far down the meraglayim will come, and the meraglayim may reach up a spot where normally the mikveh water should touch, and therefore we'll have a question of a chatzitza. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah here, Gam tzricha lahasit tzoyes achoytin. A woman, before she goes to the mikveh, should also cleanse her nose. Her nose. And again, the concern, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is because there is a concern that there's extraneous material that needs to be closed out. The Paiskim make a differential, and this is very much relevant to our Gemara, that although, of course, as we read the Shulchan Aruch says one should clean out, the Ramah says one should clean out their entire nose, but there are those that differentiate between the bottom of the nose, which is not considered an area of Beis Hastarim, versus deeper into the nose that is an area of Beis Hastarim. I saw in the Sefer Badei Shulchan that even though the simple reading of the Ramah is one should be machmer on cleaning out the entire nose, he says certainly in halacha we could be makel if she cleansed herself in the outer part of the nose, but not in the inner part of the nose. Similarly, the same halacha applies to a woman cleaning out her ears before she goes to the mikveh. And again, the Baal HaShulchan says, once you clean out l'chatchil in the entire ear, but certainly the exterior part of the ear, where water always touches, there we wouldn't have a heter of tumas beis hastarim. And if it wasn't properly cleaned, we would have a question of chatzitza. Yes, there's another consideration, and that is the consideration that to be considered a chatzitza, midaraisa has to be rubay umakbid, midarabonan has to be miut, or it has to be something that can, as long as you makbid, it's an issue. Here, a little dirt may be something which is a miut, a very small amount, and ain't a makbid. But of course, one lechatchila should clean their entire nose and ears before going to the mikveh, and use the bathroom before going to the mikveh as well.